This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. I absolutely suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Of course, it's another 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you are on the news cycle. So welcome aboard. Visit our website, Agenda21Radio.news, and also NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, we are on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster in the digital world, one of the top-rated radio broadcasting channels that you can get. In fact, we're probably number one. It's kind of interesting. We're all over the place. We're ubiquitous at Red State Talk Radio, as the word is. Go look it up. It's kind of a very, very interesting word. A lot of things going on, not only out here in California, but of course, things are just sort of exploding in Washington, D.C., and at the border, particularly the Southern California border and the Texas border. Seems to be the two top prime players of this whole border crisis hysteria. And it's kind of interesting because I see some interesting things changing in certain terms of narratives. It seems that us, the alternative media, such as where you find everybody at Red State Talk Radio, seem to be having quite a, I think, influence on the narrative about this whole border situation, because those facts, they get in your way, they're stubborn things. One of the things that I've been seeing more and more and more and more of are stories that we covered back in 2011, 12, 13, 14, about all these children, unaccompanied minors that are being trafficked for, you know, human traffic reasons. All of a sudden, these pictures are starting to show up. Oh, it's Trump's fault. Well, you have the new stream media. You have the, you have us, and we have memory chips. And we can recall those pictures back from 2014 being applied right now and thrown up in the face of Donald Trump. And we're saying, oh, wait a minute, hello, that was Barack Hussein Obama, his era, when all these children started coming across the border, but yet no one complained then, but they are now. So we're using the pictures against them. Anyway, here with us, though, is Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show, who's so kind to come on. I know it's bright and early out there. It's bright and early here in California. But in Washington, D.C., where we emanate as Red State Talk Radio with Scott Adams, The Scott Adams Show, just prior to my show, we have quite a crisis that's brewing with the FBI, and this whole thing was Strzok and Stork. Now, I understand that Mr. Strzok was actually escorted out of the FBI facility. Is that correct, Scott?
Yeah, Friday. On Friday, Peter Strzok was allegedly or reportedly by his attorney, because no one really has ever seen it happen. But he's still on the payroll, which doesn't make any sense either. You know, usually when you get escorted out of your place of work, you're no longer on the payroll either, right? You're fired. But somehow he was reportedly... Now, I've heard George Webb, an investigative reporter, talk about he might be in Tennessee. But the report and the attorney said escorted out of FBI headquarters. That would be in D.C. And
last time I
so
checked.
So it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No. And any pictures of this perp walk escort, whatever you want to call it out?
Yeah, you know, I Googled his name. And I took screenshots and posted them on my social media on the Scott Adams Show Twitter feed. And basically, they're the same photograph. There's one with them with a blue tie and one with them with a red tie, and that's it. And when you look at every report, now he's counterintelligence, so it very well could be that maybe he's under wraps because he is counterintelligence, and maybe that's what's in play. They did reveal two names. Mark Meadows revealed two names, Sally Moyer and Kevin Kleinsmith, that they were concealing. And when you listen to the IG report, Michael Horowitz, it almost seems like he's not a prosecutorial tone. He's a defender. So he's defending the FBI rather than prosecuting the FBI, which is concerning to me. And he didn't reveal these two names. And he was trying to implicate that they were counterintelligence like Peter Strzok is. But it turns out that they were actually general counsel, which would mean that they should be, brought to the public because they were doing things that were very biased in the FBI against Donald Trump. And they weren't counterintelligence, so there was no reason to protect their names. And so Mark Meadow, in the testimony yesterday, basically outed them. And you could see that it was making Michael Horowitz very uncomfortable that he did that. But, you know, certainly the thing is with Peter Strzok, he is a very high-up guy, and he didn't give a speech in his life. He's never given a speech. He's never gotten an award, a public ceremony. You know, it's okay for someone like Kirstjen Nielsen to get berated when she goes out with her husband to dinner and be on display in all the liberal media. But Peter Strzok, somebody who is completely off the charts, tried to overthrow our government. Literally, you can make that argument, right? He tried to overthrow everything, and he threw a pass at Hillary, and he tried to impeach our president, tried to upset the election. This is a guy that doesn't get perp walked. This is a guy that you is still under protection. I don't buy it. I think there's something else going on here where, you know, there hasn't been one press gaggle in front of his house. There hasn't been one undercover a news agent that's, videotaped him leaving the premises of the FBI. I don't buy it. I think there's something going on here.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I want to get to the Horowitz thing. I was listening last night on my hours of driving and traveling the whole thing with Horowitz yesterday. And then, of course, he had the Senate before that. Then he got just excoriated by Trey Gowdy and Goodlatte. You know, I have to say that the three chargers in this whole thing with taking on Horowitz, because it's clear that there was major league bias. But in that in the hearings, it was notable to me that I think he's got other investigations on some of these people specifically, and that you know, that really are kind of just tertiarily mentioned, or maybe not even mentioned at all. There's got to be other investigations going on. This isn't just the only one. And perhaps what I'm thinking is that he's going to come out in these other ones, and the bias is going to be absolutely declared. He's not able to necessarily, and I'm playing the devil's advocate here on his part. The bias cannot be declaratively put out there because we haven't connected one dot to the next. That's kind of what I'm thinking at this point.
We haven't connected any dots, and I really think that's where John Huber is going to come in. Mm-hmm. John Huber was a big hire, and we haven't heard anything about John Huber.
Yeah.
And John Huber is the guy that could actually put action.
Take a second to explain who he is to the audience.
John Huber is sort of like the pseudo special counsel that Jeff Sessions appointed to work with Horowitz and that investigative report. So John Huber, unlike the inspector general, he can't subpoena, he can't indict, he can't set up a grand jury. There was some evidence that would indicate that there is a grand jury that's in place. They alluded to that, but they can't get into the details of it. There's also information that suggests that Comey is under an investigation.
Yeah.
Currently.
Well, you know, Huber, let me hold you up here for a second, because Huber's not in Washington. He's out in Utah.
Well, it doesn't really matter where he is, because he, you know,
just a perspective for the audience. I think the audience needs to have that perspective as to where these characters are located.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay with us. We got the music coming up and more Scott Adams coming up in the next segment. So anyway, Agenda 21 Radio and NewCaliforniaState.com and Right to Voice, the new alternative social media. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because your spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented fill does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented fill that won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code
AGENDA
to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a 4-pack with 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. That's right. Save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, right to voice sponsors Agenda 21 Radio. Alternative to the other major social medias out there, you know, the ones that the alphabet soup spy agencies utilize to spy on you. Right to voice. Check it out. RightToVoice.com. Also, MyPillow, and 800-266-4715, and your promo code for your discount is AGENDA. That's MyPillow, 800-266-4715. And with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about this investigation that's kind of gone awry and also jumped into the Horowitz time on the Hill in front of both the Senate and the House. And, of course, it's some of the things that are coming to light are just absolutely stunning. We also have this whole situation with Strzok. All of a sudden, he's just marched out of the FBI headquarters. This is reported last Friday. Interesting thing, though, no one has seen Mr. Strzok ever. This is Scott's territory. He actually started bringing this up with some other people and George Webb and so on. Is this a psyop on us? It's kind of interesting. But anyway, Scott, we're talking about this Uber guy who's out in Utah, and I wanted to bring this up because it was dawning on me last night as I was traveling and listening at the same time, because I'm a multitasker, I can do that. Anyway, that this bias issue comes up all over the place. It's completely filled, the report, the IG report, with bias. I mean, it's just obvious. Yet he comes back, Horowitz, and concludes there was no bias on the part of Comey at the end here. But the problem is, you know, I look at Uber out there in Utah. He's basically isolated from all the things that go on in Washington, D.C. Is this an attempt, you think, by Sessions to free him from bias?
Well, you know, whatever Horowitz comes up with, you're not the FBI or the Department of Justice is not beholden to it. They could do whatever they want, and common sense can prevail. And again, this is just a precursor. This is an appetizer, because everybody sort of knew what was in this report. This is an appetizer to not only the demands that are being placed right now on Rosenstein, and because the way where this IG report's going and what Horowitz is working on right now is really the Strzok tie-in to the Mueller investigation, because he was the lead investigator on the Mueller investigation there in the very beginning. And it was that tie-in, and what they were trying to do is, if you can't beat the president, if you can't beat Trump's campaign, then impeach the president. And so I think there's going to be a real good flow as to how this all unfolded. And what you're going to see is Rosenstein covering up the nature, because they said that Papadopoulos met with Alexander Downer, and the investigation into the Trump campaign began in earnest July 31st. Well, that's been blown out of the water.
Which year was that?
Started earlier.
Which year was that? July 31st?
2016. Mm-hmm. That was the... So the point here is this, is that what they're asking from Rod Rosenstein this week, and how they're going to impeach Rod Rosenstein if he doesn't help out or come clean or provide the information, is who was the spy, and show us the FISA warrants. And if they don't make mention of the DNC funding, and they don't make mention of some of these other disparities, then we're going to know that this investigation was brought up for political reasons only, and that's going to be the end of Mueller, that right there. But also, you have the other part that we learned of the IG report, and that is the perks that the FBI employees were receiving from journalists. Mm-hmm. that's another big, huge part of this. So, like, you know, with Al Capone, they got him on tax evasion, right? So, you know, there's a lot of ways. There's six ways till Sunday that we can skin this cat. And again, the FBI has a lot of different players that were proven to be biased, part of the cabal. And it's sort of like a university, or it's sort of like Hollywood, where it's a wink and a nod, and everybody sort of group thinks. They think the same way. That's why
that's
someone
business.
Like a Robert De Niro can stand up at the Tonys and just throw the F-bomb out, knowing he's going to get full-throated approval from everybody in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's groupthink.
It's ridiculous. There's no bias in that room, right?
No, but the FBI, I think we're learning, is no different.
Right.
It's an institution plagued with political bias, and that the only people... I was saying this on my show. Unfortunately, the Republicans and the conservatives don't think hyphenated politics. They don't think about skin color when they think about policy. They don't think about gender. And so, therefore, there's a level of tolerance in the Republican Party, and you can look at the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendments, and the history of the Republican Party has always been about tolerance. It's the liberals and their KKK roots that have always been about intolerance, or the Nazism, which is a socialist disorder.
Or the acceptance of human trafficking and slavery, what's going on right
now at the border.
These
are levels of intolerance. So here's where it presents a problem in our pop culture and in society today. And that is that liberals have two paths to the top. Whereas conservatives, if you're a conservative, you have zero paths to the top. That's why you got all of these big-wig Hollywood execs. They're all Jewish. They're all liberal. And they all keep the conservatives out of business, out of power. And the same thing that, you know, the same reason why you have 90% liberalism in universities and in Hollywood and at the editorial board of the New York Times and the Washington Post is the same reason why you have that same impact in our bureaucratic wheels of the FBI, CIA, all the bureaucrats. They hire within themselves. They hire their own. And it's a level of intolerance that's really sick. But it's preventing conservative minds from rising to the top. And the control and dominance of our pop culture is really being controlled by liberal ideology.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to get back to the Strzok operation, because I look at it as more of an operation now than ever before. And I'm looking at the picture. He's got his red tie on. He's in a business suit. It looks like the head has been decapitated and put on top of the body. There's a lot more to this, ladies and gentlemen, than what you might imagine. He's a counterintelligence operator, and nobody's seen him. I mean... And, you know, Scott, you brought this out to everybody, that where is the guy? And where's Page? Where's Lisa Page? And, of course, there's a lot in the name there. Lisa Page happens to be related to somebody called Rosenstein.
Well, Lisa Page, so Rod Rosenstein's wife is named Lisa. And then his daughter is... And doesn't share the same name as Rosenstein. It's Lisa, and then begins with a B. It's it sounds almost like a French name, but Lisa. And then his daughter is middle name is Page. And so a lot of people think that this formula. And not only that, but there might have been a Peter Strzok at the FBI 20 years ago, and so there could be a counterintelligence operator, Peter Strzok, that worked at the FBI. What they're contending is whether they are real people or not, they're contending still that there are drop boxes, not the Microsoft Dropbox you're thinking of. We're talking about BlackBerry Enterprise Server drop boxes. And so basically they were named after certain people,
mm-hmm.
and or pseudo people or fake names like Lisa Page or like Peter Strzok. And so the Peter Strzok would be the FBI Dropbox. Lisa Page would be the DOJ Dropbox. And they would drop information in there to share information without ever sending the information out as an email delivery.
And hang on, we got the music. Come back. We're going to talk to Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio. And... it's getting a little bit more interesting, because you might have some people that... This whole Dropbox thing goes back to the David Petraeus days, and they're still doing it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and write to voice You have a right to voice.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and intro into this segment. We had, what was the guy's name? The guy was from Texas, and he was a former CIA operator out in the field, and he's questioning James Comey about the server. Oh, not much was protecting that server. Did you catch that, Scott?
I heard it. I heard that.
Heard was his name. A congressman from Heard, his name was Heard from Texas. And, yeah, isn't that funny that here it is. That was, what, two or three years ago. 2 years ago now. And Comey was in trouble then. He didn't quite know it, but he was. And he's in more trouble now. I wanted to get back to getting the people to understand what this whole Dropbox business is, because a lot of my listeners might not really understand this. It goes back to the days of David Petraeus, because this is one of the things that got him a Dropbox feature. And... why don't you explain that very quickly? Because you are an IT guy. You are a genuine IT guy. I am not. I'm just a personality on the radio who plugs and plays, you know?
Yeah. No, like even Paul Manafort got busted for communicating with some cohorts because he set up a Gmail account. And he set up a Gmail account, and he basically said, okay, everybody in our team is going to have access to this one Gmail account. And we're going to set up folders, and they call it foldering. And basically, you know, Tom, Joe, you know, Jane, Kathy, whatever. All right, we're going to have these folders. You're going to create your own letter, your own draft, your own, you know, clandestine information, your covert confidential stuff, you know, your work product. You're going to post it in here, and you're going to save it as a draft. You're never going to send it. Right? So, like, if I were to send you a credit card, Paul, I may not want to send you an email because it goes out to the internet and I give you my credit card information. It might get sniffed out. It might get packet sniffed. So, to avoid that and to avoid any kind of hacking or anything like that, I could just simply post it into a secure server, save it as a draft, put it in my folder draft, you know, my name on it. And then the team can basically see when there's like two new notes in my draft folder. And they'll say two, you know, and there's two new notes, and they'll go in and they'll read it. So it's great. It's a way to avoid detection. Well, they were doing that at the FBI. And again, you say they were doing it back in Petraeus. They were doing it back 40, 50 years ago, mm-hmm. not with IT stuff, but they were doing this kind of thing a long time ago. And so a lot of the retired law enforcement, FBI agents, CIA operatives, they look at these things and they know exactly where this is leading, because John Brennan is working off of a 1978 playbook. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed. He's about as dumb as a post. And so he puts these things together, and he's just doing things that are so easily detectable. He tries to tell the population, the public, that Trump is the one that's being, you know, whose lunch is being eaten by North Korea or by Vladimir Putin, when in fact it was his lunch that was eaten. We haven't even gotten to John Brennan yet, but his days are numbered.
Oh yeah,
and he knows it, and that's why he's crying the blues right now. But a lot of what's been going on is old tradecraft, and foldering is just basically simply a way to store information, share information. You know, today they use tools like Asana or a lot of these different tools, but they're doing it the old-fashioned way because they're run like the post office. They're the government.
And, you know, the thing is that with this foldering business, and getting back to Petraeus, his big thing in the Obama administration, he's sort of the one that got caught up in all this stuff back right after Benghazi happened, and, of course, it cost him his job. Because he was having an affair with a woman, and of course that was a bad thing to be doing. And you know, the thing that the affair got caught, and they were doing the Dropbox back and forth. But the it was the Obama administration when it just came out. And you're right; it's been around for a long time. And these people that like our John Brennan and Clapper, they just don't get it. They really don't get it. But anyway, I want to get back to this whole thing about the bias and where we're going on with this report, because this is really. I think it, in my lifetime, this is the biggest thing I've ever seen coming out of Washington. Listen, Watergate was nothing compared. I mean, it was a big deal. I mean, it was all over the media, scandal, but nothing like this in terms of size and scope and magnitude. This is a real threat, I think, even to the FBI itself.
It is. This is... No, I've never seen anything like this. And when we take a look back at the Watergate, I mean, what was Watergate but just a two-bit...
It's a burglary.
Burglary, right? And then there was maybe a little bit of a potential cover-up from a PR perspective. It was so little, and it meant nothing. It had no impact on anything, because Nixon won despite the fact that he got bad press from those reports. He won in a landslide against
right.
McGovern.
Right.
But remember who the deep throat was. It was Mark Felt. Who was Mark Felt but a disgruntled FBI agent? He was an associate director FBI agent who wanted to get the top job, but Nixon didn't give it to him. So he leaked to Woodward and Bernstein about Watergate. And it was basically, I said this in a tweet, I said, when it comes to tearing down a conservative president, the FBI is your tip of the spear. They are the ones you go to for that. They've been doing this. Is not new, my friend. This is not new. Okay, this is something that's been done since Watergate and before that. The FBI needs to be relooked at, and probably I would suggest when you take a look at Las Vegas and the Pulse nightclub mm-hmm. and all the other stuff, the crap that goes on with the FBI, I say you take a good hard look at the FBI and consider rolling it up into ATF and Homeland Security and getting rid of this agency, this corrupt
institution. One of the things that disturbs me the most, and this should disturb everybody, but I'm just going to call the FBI out right now, and this is something that I've been following and monitoring for years, in that whenever you have one of these shooting incidences, and now listen, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI is not a big agency compared to, you know, it's not really that big of an agency. And the response time to things, incidences that might involve the FBI is usually a day or 2 days after an incident occurs. Yet, every time you have a mass casualty shooting event, almost every time, the FBI is right, Johnny, on the spot. They were there in Oregon. They were there in all these other... They were there in Florida. Now, there's a problem here, and I know this as a school administrator. When an incident takes place, it takes hours and days sometimes to get people to respond who might have some sort of issue with the... you know, might have some sort of connection to the agency that you're serving. And the FBI is, like, right there. They're ubiquitous on the scene with their jackets and so on. Listen, that is highly suspicious, guys. Highly suspicious. So the question is, do they have a hand, the bad FBI, do they have a hand in all these mass casualty shootings? Now, during the Obama administration, you had 134 school shootings. 130. Do you know how outrageous that is? And then of mass murders, you had 114 in his 8 years. Ronald Reagan had 7 mass murders in his 8 years. There's something wrong with the picture and the FBI's relationship. And I'm making the charge. Absolutely I am. Why are they so ubiquitous at the scene? Johnny on the spot. In Oregon, it would have taken them to respond 2 hours to get there, yet they were on the scene escorting people onto buses so they could be driven away to the fairground. Yeah, that's just a minor little detail. Why were they there? When I questioned the police in Oregon about that feature, they were stunned. They said, we'd never thought about that. Anyway, I've just... Maybe some things need to change. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams and Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about the FBI, and maybe the FBI might need to go away after these series of investigations that are going on. And Scott, I would when you brought that notion up yesterday, I think it was, or whenever it was we were talking about this, I started thinking about those school shootings and all these other things, and about how quickly the FBI was right there on the spot, almost quick, actually quicker than law enforcement. In fact, in Eugene, or not in Eugene, but in Roseburg, when I was talking to the officers there, that they were saying that, yeah, the FBI was there before we were. Now, I don't know about you, that's called a clue. Why would the FBI be 2 hours away from their field station?
Well, you know, you make a great point there. And then also with the Pulse, they hid certain elements of the nature of that crime in Orlando. And then, of course, Las Vegas, the worst shooting, they swept that under the rug. You know, the worst shooting in history, right?
Completely.
And then you got this guy, Lorenzo, this sheriff that looks kind of flaky. And, you know, you get another sheriff in Parkland, you know, Scott Israel, you know, ifs and buts or candies and nuts, you know, what an idiot. But Lorenzo out in Vegas, who's, you know, a quintessential politician trying to get reelected. This is a case where he didn't even give his speech without some FBI agent that looked like he had a gun.
Yeah,
pounded in Lorenzo's back. It was weird. You know, the body language, I pick up on body language, and I could see that there was something not normal about the way they were all positioned. And every single time he gave a speech, you got the FBI agent, you know, planted in the same spot as if there was an X on the floor, like this is the perfect angle to do business. You know, it's like ridiculous.
Well, you know, up there in Oregon with the Lavoie Finicum shooting murder, it was the same way. They had an FBI minder right there.
We got to call into question the FBI. We got to take a long, hard look. This is not just a one-time deal. You know, again, you can look at Mark Felt from Watergate. Anytime you have a conservative president in the White House, or if you have a conservative campaign and you're one of the campaign handlers, you got to be careful now that if you support a conservative campaign that's going to win, you're going to be crucified by the FBI. You are going to be gone after. You're going to be your life is going to be ruined. You're going to have to mortgage your house to pay for your attorneys. Even if they have nothing on you, they'll dig up the dirt like Fusion GPS does and just make it out of thin air. And then make you have to defend yourself. Now, this is not America. And the Democrats don't want to, you know, they don't want to, they just don't want to, be straight up about things. And in fact, Donald Trump just tweeted out, he said the fake news is, he basically called out the fake news and said that, here it says, if the it's the Democrats' fault, they won't give us the votes. Oh no, that's a different tweet. It's this one. It's hard to believe that the historic North Korea Kim Jong-un summit was exactly 1 week ago. Truly amazing to see the lengths the left, the media will go through to change the narrative. And again, we want to talk about the IG report, but then the mainstream media wants to cover something completely different. And we got a lot of different things going on today, and it's all part of a distraction to confuse the American public. But still, Donald Trump's polls are up at his all-time high as of today, the Gallup poll.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, is it's that sleight of hand business that's going on right now, and that's, of course, that's the thing, and taken away from something so significant as what happened in Korea, and what will continue to happen, obviously, which is there's going to be so many stories that are going to emanate from the Korean thing. I mean, this is years in the process to get this whole thing straightened away.
Well, keep in mind, we had the North Korea event, and then the long-anticipated IG report was pushed back. Everybody was waiting for this, and then all of a sudden, this immigration thing comes out of thin air, and it's like, wow. You know, if people are buying into this, then they're, you know, I got a Brooklyn Bridge to sell them, because
that's right.
This is nothing but a ruse.
Yeah. And you know, that's just it. I want to say the great thing about what we do, Scott, and I've been sort of driving this home over the last several days, is that the new modern media, which is what we are, we're becoming preeminent. In terms of how people get their news and information. Well,
can I interject real quick?
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
To your point about the news, you should have seen Rachel Maddow last night. She couldn't even finish her show. She started bawling her eyes out, and she had to toss it off to the next guy, crying profusely, could not finish a statement over something that had happened on a daily basis under the Obama regime. Yet, because it's Trump, they want to compare the immigration to concentration camps. I mean, literally, they can't even contain themselves. Even Elijah Cummings was almost in tears yesterday.
Yeah.
Talking about immigration when he should have been talking about IG report.
Well, and I want to bring this out because this is the thing. Everybody's listening to us now. There's a real transition that's gone on. Everybody's sure. Listening to us. And they're getting their facts and information. And by the way, who's listening the most and picking up the ball and running with it because they understand the technology are the millennials. They see this stuff going on. They're saying, wait a minute, they can't, you know, reconcile this whole thing when they see a Rachel Maddow or Elijah Cummings or those people and their narrative. And then they can dig into the truth and find these pictures from 2014 and all those other ones. It's horrific pictures of kids in cages, and that's during Obama, yet they've said nothing. The hypocrisy is all over the place, but it's our media and what we're doing here that brings it to the people, and they understand it. So there's a great discernment going on. So the more they throw these distractions out there, the people are able to go out and research it on their own, and snuff it out. Anyway, go ahead. Got 30 seconds in this group.
Yeah, no, it's, and the truth will come out. You know, Trump is on the right side of these arguments, and we just have to stay the course, not buy into the political games that the left wants to play.
Yeah. Anyway, Scott, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Paul. Take care now.
Okay. Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also write to voice, your alternative way to communicate. No Dropbox.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill
retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, Write to Voice, sponsor of Agenda 21 Radio. Write2Voice.com. That's RIGHTTOVOICE.com. Write to Voice. And for those of you that are looking for an alternative methodology to communicate in the social environment, Right to Voice. It's a great service. I'm using it, and I'm enjoying it, and I think that you should too, because no more are they going to censor you, especially if you're a conservative. Conservative voices can be heard and will be heard. You know, we've been talking about these alternatives to YouTube and Facebook. In other words, finding ways in which we can communicate without censorship. And if you are involved in the censorship business, or business that might be censored, like myself, it's important we're able to speak freely and exercise our First Amendment right, which is exactly what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. And Right to Voice gives us that option. Anyway, so write to voice.com. Okay, anyway, thanks for listening to this portion of Agenda 21 Radio. We have a lot more coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio, so stay with us. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Man, is this whole thing heating up with New California, because 44 counties and still going to grow some more, but also the county committees are strong. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, as I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.